there's a quiet guy that I see at the local coffee shop a lot. He's usually alone and he doesn't make any small talk. He's not outrageously hot. But I decided to shoot my shot. I didn't even sit down, but stood beside his chair as he took his AirPod out. I didn't ask him his name. I just said I lived nearby. He raised an eyebrow, and I just kept going. I said if he was interested in coming back to my place, I'd leave the door unlocked. I want to say, for a second, that I know that is crazy. And maybe how you get murdered, but I was very horny, and I was getting a vibe from this man. I felt that he could lay some serious pipe. He smirked at me, and as I left the shop, I saw him gathering his things. I walked slowly and could hear his shoes on the sidewalk behind me. I walked up to my apartment with him in tow and walked right in. Leaving it unlocked, I said. I had just put down my coffee when he stepped inside. He didn't seem nervous. He seemed excited. He dropped his bag and the next thing I knew, his hands were holding my face as he kissed me. It was the kiss of a man who had not been touched in a long time. And I knew I was in for a good ride. We stumbled around my apartment, slamming against the walls as we explored one another. His hand slipped under my skirt, caressing my sides as his tongue pushed into my mouth. I moaned against his lips as I grinded down on his knee, pressed between my thighs. We're like animals. And I loved it. We managed to get to bedroom and both started yanking off our clothes. It was a bit clumsy, but we were laughing and we shed our clothes. Got into bed. I was down to my bra and panties when he pulled out his cock. He was bigger than I thought he'd be. He gripped his cock, running his hand up and down the shaft, and I knew I had to take over. I took his cock in my hands and then I pressed my lips to the head, slowly parting my lips until he was sliding into my mouth. He groaned as my tongue swirled against his cock, taking him into my warm mouth. I looked up at him through my lashes, smiling. As I sucked him off, he groaned. His brows knit together in concentration. And finally, he pulled me off and threw me onto the bed. He parted my thighs and sunk his hot inside of me. I was already soaking wet. And he pushed in easily, fully sweating himself inside of me. I moaned as his cock throbbed in my cunt, filling me to the brim. He pumped into me, groaning with pleasure and biting down on my shoulder as he moved inside of me. I begged for more. He folded my knees up to my chest, drilling into me so good, braiding me with his raw cock. Still, I begged for more, my nails digging into his shoulders. He held me down as he slammed into me, claiming my account for his own. I didn't even know his name to begin, so I just begged for his cock, begged for him to give me everything. I cried out as I came, throwing my head back and clawing at the sheets. I came so hard, I squirted, drenching him. He kept going, pressing into my pussy until I was sure I would fall apart. And then he came. I groaned as his hot cum filled me up. His balls twitching against my body as he pumped me full of his seed. He pulled out and I dipped my fingers into the cum leaking out of me. I scooped a little up and pressed it to my tongue. He looked at me with dark eyes like he was ready to fuck me all over again. I told him if he ever wanted me with his morning coffee again, to just drop by.